Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to bless the Victory Light podcast, God, and all their co-hosts. Even though you're the true light, let them be a lesser light, lesser than you and lesser than me also as well, God. We just pray over their voices, God, especially Mero, God. He starts his day off with cold Newports, Father God. Nobody else does that. They already have menthol in them, Father God, but he wants them even colder than that, God. Cure them from this strange addiction, God, and the weed as well, God. It's all in the room. It's all in the podcast mic. It's all in the headphones, Father God. I got contact high just from the atmosphere, God. And for Rainey, Father God, remove that criminal tattoo head spirit all over him, God.
What did he say fuck me for?
Mug shots all in the room, God. Crime, 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 crime. And there's a spirit of violence.
Amen.
Over in this direction, God.
Now this, God.
God, now this, even now, God. And if you understand Spanish, God, claro que sí.
Sí.
Para español no es muy violence.
A lo pueblo.
Como se dice Lisbeth en español? That's already in español, Father God. Como se dice Lisbeth in English? Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
God, give her strength to release the violence. And turn it into praise in your name.
That's right.
Amen.
God, continue to let my life be better than theirs.
Amen.
Let me be of the light that you can be the light.
What was that one?
In Jesus' name, I just want you to see examples when they're here. Because sometimes you need a guiding light. Mm. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. We love that.
A victory light.
That was fucking
phenomenal. Yeah, you know, just
yeah, like when you said let my life continue to be better than theirs, like what did you, spiritual tip. Oh, like, but still, like, what did you mean by that?
Just like how God probably be like, of the four.
Yeah.
It's probably Kev, then, you know, okay. In any order.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what I understand.
Just in any order.
So far.
Yeah.
Probably Kev, then just. Now or like after
the
trouble?
Yeah, we talking about the violence. We talking about
the
violence.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't think you was talking about me. I thought you were talking about Hassan, because I saw your hand go that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. You push the blessings over.
Hassan be, yeah, you do be.
You know what I'm saying? He got a few military contracts back then.
No, don't do it.
He's piloting a drone right now, Father God.
Oh my God. Oh man, that was great.
I hope we keep these, bro.
Yeah.
I hope we have an archive of just forbidden clips.
Oh, like, bro, because DJ's name is Hassan Insane, right?
His what?
Hassan Insane.
That's his
DJ name.
Oh, his DJ name.
Yeah. This motherfucker called them what?
Mossad Insane.
Wow.
You what?
Wow.
So.
CIA plant.
So I was like, nah, because he be fucking with us. The lore on Victory Light is that anytime any of us says something remotely nice to each other, he hit the.
Just Glaze?
Yeah.
Which is why there's an uptick in violence, because we can't be nice to each other.
Yeah, like, I love
you
that.
Literally can't.
Yeah, I love that. That's like New York's vibe, though.
Yeah,
it is.
That's how you show love. Like, you can't show love for real.
No, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta be. You can't show love for real. But like, if I seen you getting jumped, I'd be like, yo.
Right.
Okay.
Yo, come on, sir. Yo, his eyeball came out already.
Right.
Leave him alone.
That's all you can do.
Hey,
That's it.
Not because anything more is dick riding.
Dick riding.
Right?
Like, if you help him, you dick riding. Yeah. But you could be like, yo, fuck you doing, man? Bro? Yeah,
exactly.
Nah, you'd be like, oh, that's Kev on stage. Remember Meryl helped him? Yeah, that's like fake his mans or whatever.
New York has so many rules.
We lived on 179. How long? This motherfucker ain't never helped me. Shit.
But you see Kev on stage.
Now he got some money.
Kev,
now he want to help people.
I seen him at the Super Bowl and shit. I'm with Kev. Oh, me and Big Bro. Now you call a nigga Big Bro. I'm 10 years older than him.
They're the same age. Yeah.
Oh, yo, man.
I'm learning so much already.
I say that to say this. This is Victory Light, y'all. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Hello, everybody.
You know what I mean? Patreon.com/VictoryLight for the nasty version, okay?
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, enjoy. You know, at some point, it'll be, and then, You know what I'm saying? Then Kev will take his shirt off after that.
That's crazy.
Hey, while only. After that, on the Patreon, you can find, this is true, confirmed. Kevin confirmed this to me before we started rolling. He's giving away the Jacquemus crew neck on the Patreon. It's true. These are from his lips. He said this.
He signed the contract.
It's true.
He
said that. And in the name of Christ.
Wow, we invoke the Lord's name?
That's what he said.
Early?
That's what he said.
Wow.
I didn't even say this. It was Kev.
Yo, we got demonetized for blasphemy. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, but that was a little snippet of New York. By the way, again, this is Victory Light. I'm your boy, the Kid Mero. Hello. The human durag flap. That's Liz Bell Ortiz, the super bitch of New York City. Not the stupid bitch of New York City.
Yeah.
Despite what that one half deaf caller said. Listen, stop shooting guns off on July 4th next to your ear.
Crazy.
Maybe then you won't be deaf. That's Rainy Ovalle, the rap god, yab god. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
You see him on the radar right now.
It's true.
Saying, singing songs.
I was there.
Okay. That's Hassan. Wait, no, that's out of order. That's Min Tran.
The freaky man.
You know what I'm saying? The freaky man himself. You know what I mean? He is the producer. You know what I mean? Like, he is the Steven Spielberg of this shit. Steven Spielberg is kind of lame. Our very own Jean-Luc Godard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Min Tran, the freaky man, is in the building. Mm-hmm. And of course, the audio god, the person who makes us all sound very sexy on the microphone.
Hassan Insane.
That's right.
Oh, that's my favorite sound effect right now.
It's so good.
That fire is undefeated. I love it.
It's that, and Liam Neeson's, and you know who that is. If you don't know who that is, Unk don't got internet, okay? Because that is Kev on stage, okay?
Yeah.
Yes,
the one and only, y'all.
Yes.
Make some motherfucking noise, y'all.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Here.
What the one and only.
We got him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We got him in the trap house.
Yes, okay? the one and only Kev on stage, skit extraordinaire, comedian. You can see him on stage. You see him on the internet. You see him on Reels. You see him wherever you got social media. If it's happening, my boy is on it, reporting on it, making it funny, giving his take. And it's been years at this point.
Yeah.
And still going strong, only up. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Kev. We're proud of him on
this
side.
Appreciate y'all.
Hell yeah.
I have a question before we start.
Yeah.
New York based question. I was walking past Canal Street yesterday. I thought this was an understood thing that they could sell the stuff. The police came out and arrested a dude.
Yeah.
And they like all packed up. Is it legal or is it not legal? I thought it was like we turn a blind eye, but do they gotta arrest somebody every once in a while to just keep people honest?
It's not legal, but it's also not worth the paperwork.
That's another thing. New York City cops are tremendously lazy.
Yeah.
Unless they beat you up or discharging their firearm, they are so lazy.
Yeah.
So they don't want to sit there and be like, all right, mama, do.
Yeah.
All right, Senegal.
All right, so is that all right, hold on, give me a second. So is that Abubakar with or without an H? I've seen it spelled a million times.
Come on.
That's what I'm like, what's it? What's it really? Like, what's even the crime?
I mean,
I don't know what the actual charge is.
Yeah, what's the charge?
The issue is that NYC cops, they all saw Heat as a kid, and they all thought that was going to be life.
Yo, I'm going to get into a shootout with Val Kilmer every week.
And then they join the force, and they're like, oh, it's this.
You got to throw away fucking fruits
and shit.
Because
they didn't even look like they really wanted to do it.
Yeah,
they were like behind the eyes. They were dead behind the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he almost got away, and he wasn't even running fast. He was like, just all right, just one move, and I'll let you go.
That's how it is. That's what I'm saying. If you run from cops here, they'll let you.
Yeah.
Like, if you take a few 100%. Steps, and it's just like, all right, man, whatever.
Forget it. Yeah.
If New York, if NYPD was a defensive back on any football team, they get benched.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you hit him with one of these, you out of there. You can start briskly walking after the first move.
Yeah.
It's like the 5 yard, you know what I'm saying?
That
5 yard bump.
Yeah,
like,
they're done. Throw it up there, I'm gone.
I'm out.
The problem is they have quotas. So it's like you got to write a certain amount of tickets. You got to arrest a certain amount of people before the month is over. That's why they look dead in the eyes.
And it was the 28th.
I'm telling you, that's what it is.
It was the 28th.
Like, they don't got quotas. Yo, we don't know. That's that's old school. Nah, y'all do.
Yeah, snap.
Because otherwise, why would you even? They get paid like $28,000 a year, by the way.
Really?
In New York City, which is kind of crazy. Last I heard,
Before overtime?
80s, baby. That's what they do over. I think that's what they do overtime.
Got it. Okay. Mm. Okay.
So I'm 1983, 42 years old. When I got a homeboy who became a cop, and when he started, they was getting like $24,000 a year. I was like, bro, you can't pay me 20 bands to go get shot in a project? Get the fuck out of here. I can make more than that selling crack.
Yeah.
Like, I can sell drugs in the projects and make more than that.
Yeah.
And maybe get shot.
Right.
Like, yeah. You're definitely going to get shot as a cop. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, also, like, being a cop is like playing baseball in that it is physically taxing, but nobody that does it does cardio.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nobody that does it does cardio.
That's
like
very true.
Even the fittest, most brolic cop, you 100% can outrun him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I want to see the deep cuts on cops, because I know they get cooked a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way they're catching all those people.
No, way.
Not at all.
No way.
No way.
Bro, you think you're catching an East Side crackhead?
Absolutely not.
And you just had a whopper, a double whopper in your car?
Yeah.
You just had a double whopper in your car, and you gonna get out and run after
bro.
El Reno?
Nah.
Into Marcus Garvey Park? Ain't no way.
Absolutely not.
Ain't no fucking way.
That man knows Edenwald like the back of his hand. Forget it. It's not happening.
I appreciate how do you like your time out here in New York?
New York to me is like Atlanta. In the sense of when I go to Atlanta, I feel like my blackness is recharged.
Mm. Wow.
Because I live in LA, but I don't live in the black part of LA. And it's not because I don't want to. It's because when I first came here, everybody was like, this part of town is going to be cheap for you. This is going to be the cheapest with kind of good school. So I moved there. Now it's just like, I don't want to move. I know how to get around that part. Like moving to a different part of LA is like moving to a different city overall. And when I come to New York, the hustle part of my persona is recharged. Like, people are just getting after it here. They just, I mean, beanies on the street, whatever, umbrellas when it's raining, the next day fans, like, whatever you got. I don't know if there's a warehouse of stuff, but whatever I need, that is being sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just that mentality of, like, I gotta get after it, hustle, I'm a little hungry breath. You know what I'm saying? I really got it. Like, there's a lot of hungry breath out here.
Yeah.
You know, people are willing to live in some spaces that most people will be like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Because they just want to make it. And I feel like you need to touch that sometimes. Mm. LA is beautiful and you just be chilling and stuff. New York is like, you got to get after it.
Go
you
get
know what
it.
I'm saying? Like, you go on a $23 million house and it's going to be in the middle of.
Yeah.
No, like. A regular city street.
Yeah.
And it's just like Arby's next door?
Yeah, it's like literally an Arby's next door, a little cleaners underneath, and it's legit $23 million. It's funny because I had worked with this big company for a long time, and the lady left the company, and then she became a realtor. She was like sending me brownstones. I was like, I didn't even know you didn't work there no more. But that's the hustle. She like, I ain't with them no more. You want to buy a house in New York?
Yeah.
I was like, girl, this is $20 million. What makes you think I have $20 million?
It used to be the Cosby Show, set, right? So it's half off.
Yeah, so it's half off now. That's the 10. Sales price.
Yeah. So $10
million. Yeah. So I low-key want, me and my wife talk about this, after the boys like are old enough, our youngest is about to graduate.
Oh, congratulations.
He goes away to high school. Goes away.
Yeah, hell yeah. Make some noise. Sasaki.
Big G, congratulations.
Yeah. I want to book a gig that makes me live here for like 6 months, just to feel what it's like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I could live here year round.
Yeah.
I think you got to have a different set of skin.
Oof.
But 3 to 6 months, I want to have a loft in the city. If I ever have a loft in the city, I'm filthy rich.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I own a house in New York, I have been filthy rich for many years.
Dog.
I love that.
Then you know I'm really getting after, like, yo, this is my loft.
Oh.
Then I'm up a lot.
That is, Kev is the stage.
Yeah.
Shit
house.
Like, this is my house.
Wow. It's like LA in a way. Like, you really gotta, you can't be halfway here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta be getting after it for real to stay here, or you gotta be born here.
Yeah.
People who are born here just know how to make it. But if you come here, it's like a chew you up, spit you out city.
Yeah.
And I want to be like, I want to prove to myself that I can stay here.
Yeah, and it's because, like, the thing is, like, if you're not doing it, somebody else is,
for sure.
And like, you can't live here and be shy about shit.
You,
like,
absolutely,
you cannot. Like, you gotta, like, if you're gonna do the whole influencer thing, you gotta be prepared to, like, pull the phone out with the whole fucking, like, set the tripod up in front of Washington Square and do your little fucking.
I was walking across K-pop the Brooklyn shit. Bridge today,
you know,
just because I was staying near there, and I was like, I'm gonna walk across it and just see how long. It didn't take me but 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The amount of people who had the TikTok dances. I was like, yo, people are out here hustling on the bridge, and it's 20 degrees.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they dress like I'm not, because they got to get that video off today.
Today.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I need to get that off. So, yeah, it's I love that about New York. And the people are good, too. It's great.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, people, we get a bad rap as
because of that. Because everybody's always doing something. Everybody's very busy. But like we said before, if there's a situation, it's like, hey, hey, yo, yo, yo.
Right. Yeah.
The fuck you doing? Like, yo, like.
I feel like we're losing that, though. Like, the younger generation is not doing that as much. They're like,
yo.
Yeah, 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 right. Exactly.
Yo, let's go.
Nah, they go.
Oh, they wildin'.
Oh, they wildin'.
Yo, yo. Oh, hold on, they wildin'.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That's it.
I'll never forget. I seen a viral video of two fiends smashing on the stairs. And it's like,
that's a man of God, man. We can't clean it up for one episode.
No, keep it real. This is what I need. This is what I need to prepare me for the rest of the year.
It's New York. This
I need it.
This is New York, the real New York. Yeah. It's crackheads fucking on the D train. So it was two crackheads, maybe there's other substance heads, on the stairs. Right? Yeah. Going in. My man is back there going in. Like, block it, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, waka flocka ad libs, man. Just blocka, blocka, going crazy. To Rainey's point, man's just right here with the kid.
Like,
yo, my man, you just gonna smash cheeks right here? Yeah. Right here on the train is crazy, my nigga. Yo, you in the staircases.
Yo, like, and then there's people literally walking up and down past them.
Yeah, like
minding their business.
Past full on sex.
And straight NPC, bro. Like walking straight by, not breaking.
Yeah.
Yo, I gotta, shit leaving.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Meanwhile, fucking Jose over here. Could you block? Could you block? Could you block?
Like, man, that's
crazy.
That's the good and bad thing about New York.
Yeah. Then he don't even. But he was responsible. Pulled out. You know what I'm saying? Pulled out.
I'm telling you, bro.
He hit that.
Soundboard game crazy.
Yeah. Y'all, by the way, no one can find that one. Right. That's one from me.
Yeah.
Nobody that knows. Sound? They know it's Yayo, but no one knows where it's from.
Yeah.
No, they can't find the song. Yo. They can't find the freestyle. They be in the Reddit like, yo, where's the Yayo sample from?
You'll never find it.
You'll never find it.
Okay?
Never.
Watch them find it and put it in the comments.
Yeah.
You know they love a challenge.
Come on. So listen, this is borderline you know what I mean? Like, city, like, elitist. Because we were like, yo, where's Kev from?
Yeah.
Because we, like, all jumped out the window, like, Atlanta. And it's just like, oh, nah, hold on. Talk about. Is that racist?
Yeah.
That might be racist.
Yeah.
That might be racist.
That's hilarious. Just assuming. So I have a checkered past. My dad was in the military.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
And my parents met when I was, so I'm born in El Paso. In 1983, same year as you.
Hey.
Wow.
Right here. My parents met when I was 7, but we didn't move from El Paso till I was 10.
Wait, how the fuck your parents meet after you was born?
Oh, my stepdad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, that's
a good clarifying point.
I was
like, you're like, hold up, like, how y'all did that?
How the fuck?
You a future baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn, man.
How the fuck?
Y'all don't know about that in New York. Yeah, my parents didn't meet until I was 7 already.
Hey, Vince.
Yo, we got that in El Paso.
That's the alien for real.
No, but that's some Atlanta shit, though. Yo, y'all don't even know about that yet, they don't even make babies like this over there.
He threw the selfie video in front of the grass wall. No, yo, listen, man.
Not the grass wall. That's crazy.
The neon future baby in neon in the back.
But first 10 years with El Paso. Then I moved around North Carolina or Virginia, North Carolina, back to El Paso when I was in 10th grade. And then I spent 13 years in Washington. Mm. So because I'm military, a lot of military kids
DC
don't.
State,
Washington State. Nobody ever thinks state, by the way. But people just, I just don't feel like going into the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I just say, in the military, you basically just say where your last duty station was.
Mm-hmm.
So before LA, I was in Washington. So I just say I'm from Tacoma because I just don't feel like getting into the whole thing. I just be like, I'm from Tacoma.
But that's, as soon as you said military, I was like, okay, got you.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of friends.
It's just the whole thing.
Yeah, man. You move around all the time.
Yeah, so something like this. Was I raised in El Paso? Was I raised in Washington? It doesn't really matter for me.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like getting into it, so people be in the comments arguing. No, he from El Paso. He from Washington. I know.
Yeah, I'm trying to claim you.
Yeah.
Listen, the bull popping you get, the worse it's gonna get.
For sure.
Because that is from the Bronx.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. He Dominican.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Kevin.
That's Kevin.
That's Kevin Bing.
There's a dude named Joel who's I think it's Joez McFly. He's a Dominican.
My guy.
He's Dominican Kev.
Yeah. He literally looks like.
Oh my God.
He's Dominican. Yes. Somebody was like, you look like you. And a lot of times he's like, you don't really look like me. But when I saw him, I was like, oh, okay, shit. Actually. If I was Dominican, I am this. And he's like a present father. So it's like multiverse. Yes.
Damn.
He's like, I was like, that nigga, that actually might be me.
Yeah.
He literally has the same, the beard and everything.
Well, like, I throw the present father in there real quick. He said Dominican first. So then it was like, oh, he ain't a present father. He's a present father.
Oh shit. Hold on.
That's like me. Yeah. Okay.
Now, once you get that 3 to 6 month in New York, I promise you, you're going to learn Spanish.
Probably.
You will. It's I promise. Osmosis.
This portion is free, but for paying subscribers, they should go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/VictoryLight.
That's absolutely correct, man. Patreon.com/VictoryLight, where you can get bonus content, get your questions answered, incredible material.
That's right. Do you guys enjoy the episodes on YouTube? Well, look no further, because on patreon.com/victorylight, you can get so much more, including the rest of this exact same episode, and no ads from Imperial Interests. And also, you won't have to deal with Marrow being interrupted in the middle of a joke by an ad for Provasic. So join us on patreon.com/victorylight. That's patreon.com/victorylight. Victorylight is not responsible for any sort of...
When I was in El Paso, I used to speak it more because it, you know, it's 95% Hispanic, 98%, I think. And I used to work at the bank. I used to have enough Spanish to open a bank account. Like, I could... Firme aquí. Yeah. I know that. Derecha. You feel me? Cheques. I could power through enough to get the job done. But if you don't speak it, then you know what I'm saying? It'd be out.
That's like my pops speaking English, bro. My pops, listen, and like, that's the conundrum of like, yo, are Dominicans black? Are you not black? My father is fucking black, okay? And when he came to this country, he would just walk around and people would be like, hey, what's, hey, man, like, da 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 da. He'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, yes, my friend. My friend. Boss. Boss.
Yeah. No, I'm a
body. Hey, body. How many cops did you come across?
Yeah.
None of these are like hood slang. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't pick up the, like, yo, my nigga, none of that. Body, my boy. I can imagine my pops being like, yo, hey, what's up, my nigga? How you doing? That's my nigga right there. And it's just like, bro, hey, the accent is fucking him up.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
Just keep your mouth closed.
Bro, I feel like I'm internet black. And what that means is I'm black based on whether you agree on what I said that week. If you do something great on the internet, they gonna fuck with you. But if you say something there, if you be like, yo, I think Martin was kind of ass, they're gonna be like, this is why we shouldn't allow non-blacks to speak on our back. And I'm like, all right, bro, I guess this week I ain't black this week. You know what I mean? So
Dominicans gotta walk around with some parents, both their parents, bitches.
Yeah. And
grandparents.
There's something about that seems so unbelievably corny to me.
Yeah.
Like I'm a, like, you on your knees begging strangers to be like, look at him! Look at him! Look at him! I'm not doing all that, gang. You feel how you want to feel.
Right.
I know who I am. Like, the fuck?
That's so funny, because my granddad is half Mexican. Mm. So I'm 1/8 Mexican.
Wow.
So I'm kind of with y'all.
That's crazy.
Yo, your
how many are preloaded?
Nah, don't let this.
How big is the bar?
Nah, listen.
This is crazy.
Yo, FBA Twitter just crashed the fucking servers. It was like, he's what? No!
And the funny thing is, so my granddad, right, with my grandma, he has 4 kids, right? And then they divorce. My grandma's black, right? Mm. He has 4 kids with my grandma. Leaves her, has a whole new family, has 4 other kids with a Mexican woman. So my parents, my mom and my aunts have siblings that are 3/4 Mexican. Mm-hmm. And my parents are, and my aunts and them are like a quarter Mexican.
Yeah.
So it's super interesting that they like speak Spanish and all that type of stuff. Same granddad was like, I'm Mexican today, and I'm black today. Well, my grandma's like, I'm black with y'all. And over here, I'm gonna tap into my Mexican side. I'm gonna get 2 whole families. Families of 4.
Yeah.
With 2 different parts of who I am.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yo,
but I think low-key, the whole Afro-Latino, like, it's a we are not as far in these conversations as you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a relatively new concept for a lot of people. My homegirl Lulu Gonzalez, she's Dominican as well. No, she's Panamanian. I always try to bring her with y'all. But she, because all you know, she's Panamanian, but to most people, her last name is Gonzalez, and we like, but that's black, though. Because she's browner skinned. And black people are like, I don't know how you got that last name Gonzalez, but I know a nigga when I see a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And she's from New York. So she's full on New York, so we just like associated. And she's like, bro, I'm Panamanian. My last name is Gonzalez. We was like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I thought you was married or something. Whole time she speaks Spanish. Her name is Lourdes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's her first name.
Yes. Yeah,
you can't marry into Lourdes.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's your first name.
Yeah.
But she was going by Lulu. We didn't know what Lourdes was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Old church lady name.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's you know, I just don't think people, this is a newer conversation to happen publicly.
Yeah,
it's like I grew up in El Paso. You know, you're not having these conversations. I probably didn't learn about this low key for real until maybe college. I think in college you start hearing about even like Sammy Sosa, stuff like that.
Now it's fucked up because now he looked like a bottle of Pepto.
He looked like a vampire.
They be doing
bro.
Us dirty, man. All I want like dark skinned black Dominican legends, man. They always get on the
end
fucking
up being a,
bro. Look
lightning
up,
cream.
Look up Anthony Santos and then Google image it, and you will see five different men. You will see five different men of eight different shades.
Wow.
Across he a different skin tone on every album cover.
Yep.
It's incredible. I never seen no shit like that before.
Yeah. Hey, bro, it's crazy. The colorism shit is crazy.
Colorism is crazy.
And then, but I feel like it's like over the Caribbean.
For sure.
Because I'm like, yo, the fucking, remember that Vibes Cartel song?
I was just going to say.
We love to wipe your face with the cake soap. I'm like, bro, he went to jail. He came out. He's the color of Tang.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is crazy. You look like a Simpsons character, bro. This is crazy.
Bro, I saw the, you know what I seen? The other day, I seen like a original like tour shirt, and it was the Gully vs. Gaza tour.
Yes.
And like, I think it's Vibes and Movado.
Yeah, yeah.
They are the same skin tone on the shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is not the Vibes I know. Who is this man? And then I find out he doing the skin cream shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, bro, we can't have nothing in this motherfucker, bro. Fuck, bro.
They was wearing powdered wigs in Jamaica until like 2 years ago, bro. Like in court. I'm like,
crazy.
Man, that colonialism is a motherfucker.
Man, and it stretches really far back.
Yeah.
Like in DR?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not yet, I was saying that. I just came from DR a few months ago, and over there, like, you can't, we was talking about this on the show the other day, you can't even wear your hair braided.
Really?
Like, it's so, you can't have waves. You can't have a fucking fade and then have a cut. You have to cut your hair.
Why? What?
Because they...
Porque son de delincuente.
Exactly. They tie that to blackness, and that's why, like, we had an entire episode...
Oh, that's where
episode.
That whole joke comes from.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
This is, like, shout out to Godfrey.
Yeah.
I know black.
He it's like a love-hate relationship I have with that whole skit. Aside from the fact that he did it on Vladislav Teleprogramming, but still.
Oh man.
The Ukrainian asset himself, but still.
Vlad hate group. Now, man, we really family.
Yeah, yeah.
We family.
Exactly.
They couldn't give me $10 million.
Bro, absolutely not. Yeah, no.
But go ahead. I mean interrupt.
No, you good.
I found my people.
That's why we can't take our hats off if it's just us. Now that there's a third Baldo Kinetic.
Oh, bro.
Yeah,
that there's a third Baldo Kinetic in the room, we take our shit. Look, hold on. Oh, there's
my,
a fourth. My
two man is Greg Ball, too.
Chill, this studio's too small for that.
It's too small.
Yeah, get your magnetic field.
The magnetic field, it's going to go crazy.
That would play.
It's going to turn into Area 52 in this motherfucker.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
The look of I watched back the other day, the 7 p.m. is.
Yeah.
The look of shock on your face when I took my hat off. I was like, bro.
Why'd you have to do
that? I loved
it. Why'd you look at me like that?
I didn't know you was with us.
I was like, why'd you look at me like that?
I realized I'd never seen you without a hat off ever.
Yeah.
It was like two things happened in that moment. It was like your head is under there.
Yeah.
And you bald. We would have been so much closer way earlier.
What do you know it is to be light skinned and bald, bro?
Right.
No, he took the hat off and said, oh!
Lost without them, bro. Oh, no.
I was sick, bro. Because, yo, they always, light skinned dudes with baldies get made fun of the most.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, yeah. You gotta be Kev or darker to rock a baldy, like, properly.
And my wife is convinced I'm light skinned. We have these debates all the time. I'm like, I'm not light.
Stop.
She's like, you light.
They used to tell me I was adopted. Because I'm like I'm Steph Curry flavor. And everybody else in my crib, it looks like Alfonso Soriano. Google him.
Bro, like you.
David Ortiz.
Bro, you. I look like the ghost of King Harris.
The ghost of King Harris.
I look like transparent T.I.'s son. That's. You didn't know it could get any lighter. Then I come around this motherfucker.
Oh my God.
It's just floating clothes. It's just floating dickies.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, it's just socks. So when I did it, I knew that it was on the horizon.
Right.
They know, because I've told this story 100 times. I was getting my hair braided at the African spot.
Yeah.
Shout out to Burnside. And Shorty was like braiding my hair. You know when you get your hair done, you just laying back, chilling, like haircut, hair, whatever. You're
right.
Kind of just like laying back. And then she's doing her thing, separating, going through it. And then I just see her stop in the middle of a braid, go to her drawer, take something out. And I just like kind of glanced over real quick. And I just seen like something long and black in her hands. And
oh,
I was like,
snap. Oh,
so
hey.
Oh, come on. You see? We got operatives among us, bro. Can't even get through a story, bro.
It was, though. And it was weave.
Oh,
and she was using weave because I had, it was thin up there.
Yeah, she had to bring you in to make you full.
And I was like, all
right,
man.
She was looking out for you.
She was.
Yeah, she didn't even say nothing.
Right. It probably wasn't the first time. It was just the first time you saw it.
Right. Because most of the time I'd be high as fuck and be like, yo, Fatima, you finished?
Yeah. Yo, God started taking my shit away at 23, bro. You think I had an easy life?
Oh, dang.
Huh? 23 is crazy.
23, bro.
When did you finally come all the way home?
I started seeing the light of Christ that, 23 years old is when the Lord really started to humble me. And I decided it was finally time to come home about 26.
Yeah. Oh, dang, you came home early.
About 26, 27, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I became a dad at 28, and I was like, okay, now I could be
ball
for
real. That
allows you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That for sure.
Thank you.
You're a father.
Yeah, like, oh, you bald, but he got kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Now it makes sense.
Why does that make sense?
Dad bod, like, kids, baldy. You can't have a dad bod without the kids.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Now you're doing out of order.
Yeah. You can't have.
If you're just single, you can't built be, like Paul Pierce.
Nah.
You can't do that.
If you're single, bald, with a dad bod, you just a streamer. You know? Like, that's all.
You unsuccessful streamer.
You got like four subs. You know, what I mean? Like,
yeah. And they all free.
And
they
all Amazon. Free off the off the free trial.
No.
Yeah.
So we were talking about this before when you were coming on, mm-hmm. like in pre-production, because that's what a real podcast does. You know what I'm saying? We meet up. We talk about what we're gonna talk about. Church is different everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in church, so, you know, and then until I was allowed to be like, yo, have free will.
Right.
And Liz Bell also, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Rainey's a Satanist, so he did not do that.
It's true. I wasn't born. I was forged in hellfire. I was forged in hellfire among brimstone. That's right. That's right.
But church is an all-day activity.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so depending on what denomination, what kind of church, what this, what that. So I was raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like two versions of that, where one was just like, yo, Sunday we go to mass. It was 10 a.m. to 12, mm-hmm. 2 hours. You in there, get in. Yo, bloody Christ, amen. We out of here. Peace.
Right, right.
To our fathers, peace be with you. The Lord is with you and also with you. You know, all that. And then we out of here. We got a little acoustic guitar. Alabare, 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 alabare a mi señor. Sure. And then we out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then she was gonna give
it. No, I could go on for days, bro. Because I was a real church kid. We was in that bitch at least 7 days a week. And
wow.
It was because we had like little church groups. So we would go like on Tuesdays for the teenage group. We had Saturday class, Sunday mass. And then every other day we would have. But the thing I love about your comedy is that it shows how fucking hilarious the church and even God can be.
Yeah.
You know, like that. I feel like that's such untouched territory because it is such a sensitive subject. Mm-hmm. But man, do I see some shit in church that I'm like, oh my God, bro, if there was a camera here.
And that's the thing I say. People like, church is just getting crazy now. Church was always crazy.
Yeah.
The only difference is now we have a way to record it and send that recording to the world. I seen way crazier stuff before cameras. Yeah. Just like with my own eyes in church. Like, my first comedy was just repeating church to my family. Mm. Like, they would be like, do Edward Washington thing. Do Sister Daniel shout. Do What Happened Today. Like, and that's when I first realized how what people find funny in public and in private is different.
Yeah.
And we all, like, I have so many pastor friends who, like, watch Roast Me, who, you know, all DM me like, yo, Kev, I can't publicly talk about this, but y'all be killing on Roast Me. And I'd be like, I wish we would allow pastors to be full people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it started way back when I was a kid. Like, my grandma would never laugh at that stuff in church. Mm-hmm. But at home, immediately after, she'd be like, do that little thing.
Yeah.
And that's how I first, like, had any legit notoriety online, was just doing that stuff. And people used to be pissed.
Yeah.
I mean,
they used to be, because it's sacrilegious. And I'm like, y'all are, black people are just extra in everything. Everything we do, we're extra. So church is no different. Mm-hmm. We be doing the absolute most. And this all I have. Like, all my material came from what I saw. All I had was church and home. That's literally all I had to make fun of. And the stuff at church was hilarious. But that's really what it was. It was like, church is too funny for me not to notice.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Like, you're it's funny that you mentioned that, because you're touted as like, or at least as far as I've seen, you're touted as like clean comedy. And I don't think that's intentional. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like, first of all, I don't agree. I feel like,
I see some shit. Yeah,
I'm like, I see Kevin say some wild shit. So I don't agree with that. But I feel like, but I
feel, bro, nah. So time out. I gotta give you props for this, because I go back to this when I need a dopamine.
Yeah.
The Ball Brothers, you and Tony. Shout out to Tony.
Yeah. Shout out to Tony Baker.
Tony Baker. Y'all gotta have him on when he's in town.
Hilarious, bro. Yeah, please, Tony, when you're in town, holla at us.
He loves New York too.
1-800-223-9797. Sorry, that's the other job.
Wrong show, motherfucker.
My bad. But y'all had this dude. Y'all brought a dude on stage, and the setup was like, the dude worked the corporate job.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite clip of that we've second favorite clip.
Dog. And it's a guy that worked for like DPW or something like that. And
then he had the code switching thing.
Code switching thing, him and Tony going back and forth.
Dog. People are like, y'all had to plan him. I say, I promise you, we did not plan him. All we do is read through the questions. That's just in his heart.
Yeah.
We couldn't have practiced that better.
Nah.
It was the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, Tony be cussing, people be cussing. Like, I don't consider myself a clean comedian. People just say clean is just you don't cuss.
Yeah.
But in true comedy, clean is you don't cuss and you don't have any what we call blue material.
It's like Jim Gaffigan type shit.
Jim Gaffigan, that type of stuff. Like, that's not me. I talk about sex, I talk about whatever's on the internet, I just don't cut. I still say nigga, you know, and it's so funny, people on the internet, like, he used to never say nigga. I said nigga my whole life.
People just make shit up.
I'm like, yo, this
I said nigga job, my whole
did y'all miss
life.
The All Dev Digital?
Yeah. The thing was, I didn't say nigga on YouTube or Facebook because they used to take your videos.
Right.
Down.
Yeah.
It wasn't because I didn't say it in real life. It was that you used to be really strong about it. But at All Dev, we never could get no videos monetized anyway, so we just were like, we might as well be who we are.
Right. Yeah.
But when I started stand-up in Washington at Nate's Room, I said nigga on stage every week. But people think because it's new to you, it's just new. You know, he changed it.
Yeah.
I'm just now getting back to who I've always been because the internet allows that. But like, I don't consider myself a clean comedian. I really don't consider myself a Christian comedian either, because that kind of implies that all your material is about church. And early in my career, I was like, yo, there's nothing really new happening in church.
Yeah.
Like, for me to only make them same jokes over and over, like, I kind of felt like I was boxed in. So I consider myself a comedian who is a Christian.
Yeah.
But that's like, comedy is my job. Right. You wouldn't say I'm a Christian bartender or a Christian NBA player.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like, would you crossing people up in the name of the Lord? Like, you're just an NBA player is a Christian. I think that's it.
Yeah.
It also lets people, it removes the pressure off me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, if I am a Christian comedian, then I obviously can't talk about these
things.
Yeah,
you got to adhere to like a preconceived sort of like
1,000%.
Some shit that's like pushed upon you by that label.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do that. I feel like my whole thing now is like, people going to love you or hate you regardless. Mm-hmm. Whether you're trying to be loved, whether you're trying to be who they want you to be, it's too much work. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be who I am. You can come and go as you please.
Hey.
That's your prerogative. But I won't spend a second of energy trying to be who I think people will be, because it's over 10 million people follow me. I'm not even consistent with myself.
Yeah.
I say I'm gonna eat healthy every single day. Come to New York and I'm like, okay, next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. You go to a Dominican spot, they be like, ¿Qué tú quieres, mi amor? And you be like, one of every.
Yeah. Like, I need know that. We're all hypocrites. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't even hold people to that. Yeah, so I'm just gonna live my life. You can be mad at me, you can like me, you can hate me, you can change your mind. You know, that's how it is on the internet anyway, really fickle. So I'm really who I am to my family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
My audience, my Patreon, stage crew, they really get the majority of me.
Yeah.
But everybody else, I appreciate you, but I can't try to be something to make you, whoever that is, mm-hmm. happy. Because people, you see how it happens to anybody. Yeah. Nobody is beloved on the internet.
Yeah. And also, it's whatever you're looking for.
You got a stand base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, to be loved on the internet.
And like, fuck that, because they'll turn on you in a second anyway.
Yeah. But
like,
and you really shouldn't even stand nobody anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and if I start tripping, be like, all right, nigga, Kev, I'm through with you. I respect that more than you standing with me blind.
And it's like, whatever.
He didn't do that shit. Yo, King Lion.
And it's like, yo, it's right here. No, it's AI. It's AI, my man. Right. Look, they gave him a hairline. That can't be him.
Yeah. Damas y caballeros de la congregación. Estamos aquí con el venerado Kevin on stage.
Wow.
Estamos aquí dándole las gracias a Dios.
Gracias a Dios.
Por el camino que le ha puesto enfrente de Kevin Stage.
Kevin Tarima, Kevin Tarima.
Uh-huh. Y por toda la comedia que él ha dado a este mundo.
Alábalo, Señor.
¡Wow!
Por los juntos.
¡Que lo lave!
Gracias, Señor.
Que lo lave.
Gracias, Señor.
En bendiciones.
Sí.
Amén.
Y que protegen a nuestro hijo Kevin Stage. A nuestro hermano. Puede ser que dominicano y lo niega. Mm. Pero eso no tiene que ver.
Domi.
Claro que sí.
Él es Poppy.
Y esto. Espérate, que me está dando un yello.
Kevin Ortiz.
Habla con el Dios.
Esto. Estas bendiciones llegan de ti, nuestro Padre.
Sí.
Porque la luz de la victoria, aquí se celebra el talento.
Amén.
¿Tiene tarima?
Y estamos aquí con el único Kevin Stage, señoras y señores.
Gracias,
wow. Vamos a darle la gracia. Wow. Un aplauso para Kevin Stage.
Entiendo. Gracias, señor. Entiendo. Entiendo, entiendo.
That's what it is, baby. That's what it is, you know?
El tigretador. El tigretador.
You've actually reached the end of this free preview. It's not because I hate continuity. It's because the rest of this, the full ad-free version of this episode, along with your answers to your questions, is on our Patreon. So go subscribe to that. There's mad tears and there's mad details in there. I sold you a Lucy. Now it's time for you to buy the party pack, baby. Let's go.
A victory light.